Sapata is, Sapata isn't considered a city, so it's considered a county. So, I mean, there's no regulations or rules. So you can have a family that has struck oil or natural gas with a mansion, and next door to it will be a trailer with 10 kids living in poverty. It's just crazy there. So even down in the Medina area, it's you know, there's beautiful homes, and then there's devastation. It's just weird. It's a mess. It's weird. Anyway, it is a border town. And the area that we minister to is maybe a safe haven for kids that are illegal, that have families have come over and found a safe place. You know, we got our immigration laws, and you can think what you think and know what you think, but there's still, God told me years ago, in his kingdom, there's no borders.
Come on.
So they're still part of our family. So anyway, that's what we do. We've raised, right now I think we're at $2,000, $2,200, which is awesome. Volley just started raising in the last week. Our goal is, it's nice if we have about 5,000. So that gives us enough to buy at least 500 toys or blankets, and then 60 turkeys. So that's our goal. That's what we're pressing for. And you know what? God has never let us down, and he's always provided. And I swear sometimes he's multiplied our toys. So.
All right.
I know we were trying to, you know, I think of brokenness, and that was something that was kind of shared, or the Lord shared with me at the conference. And, you know, to be broken about something is really energizes you to continue to do. And I guess, you know, when you've, I said when I stood out in the middle of a cardboard city outside of, in Juarez, Mexico, is when the Lord really kind of broke my heart about Mexico, thinking that, you know, they're just across the border here, they're living in, and even in Mexico, there's wealth. But, you know, I was standing in the midst of a cardboard city where people were living in, I mean, it was like blocks of people living in crates. They had crates and cardboard, and they had, you know, they threw a wire up over some of these lines. I don't know how they did it to try to get a light bulb to work in the box for heat, you know, and that was when we went to Port of Florida in the orphanage, and that day that we got up, it was 7 above in El Paso. It was 7 above, you know. You think about living in a cardboard box, and, you know, your water was only in a 55-gallon container. You know, it kind of breaks you, you know, or makes you realize. You know, and it kind of, I think that's what keeps you going back. And I think that's what kept me going back to Mexico, because of, you know, I really love old Mexico, for just the country itself and for up in the mountains and stuff like that. But, you know, even the pollution was so bad in around Monterey that it just, so they have a lot of, lung problems in some of those places in Mexico because of just the pollution, you know. And so that's what keeps us going back, I guess. I So.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, you think about some of the crisis areas. One would be water. I think they say that 3.5 million children die every year because of unclean water. And so, you know, you're holding your kids, and seven above, you think about having seven above, I'd be scurrying around trying to find some other place to live, no doubt about that. But again, so I think blankets were, I think it was something like $2.75 for a blanket, and that's a pretty important deal. Food, of course, is always good, but it you probably could never fulfill the need that's actually there, but it's a gesture saying, hey, you know what, we care about you. And again, if everyone had a little bit of that thought, that type of heart, it'd be a whole lot better world. Amen? So we have the children today with Pastor Tom is going to come and going to share. We have an opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God also with our tithes, our offerings. Looks like the snowstorm took the... Hallelujah. Snow's my time to play, so I just thought I was playing all night and got up and went to church. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for all of the things that you have done, miracles that you have provided. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the upgrade on the church entryway, the main building here in different places, the stage, some of the instruments and different things. We don't take it lightly, Lord. You're able and willing to do a great and wonderful thing, Lord, if we would step out in faith and believe you, Lord. And faith has a voice. So, Father, we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you in your giving. Hallelujah. Tom, do you want to come?
Yes.
All right. Excited, man?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay. You're really excited?
I am.
All right.
I am excited.
Okay, I'm going to get... Oh, wait a minute. Hey. I'm going to get excited with you. Yep. All right. Okay.
Ho. Hey.
Ho.
Ho.
Hey.
Ho.
Hey.
Ho.
Ho. Ho.
Hey. Ho.
Ho.
Everybody on this side goes, hey. You guys say hey. No, just, well, oh boy. You guys on count three. One, two, three. Hey. Okay, one, two, three. Hey. Boys. Come on, man. Zachary, you say hey. Lucas, say hey. Toby, say hey. One, two, three. Hey. There we go. You guys say ho. Ho. You guys say hey. Hey. You guys say what's up?
What's up?
All right. Hallelujah. I was so blessed. Who was so blessed this last week? You know, one of the things about end times, it says that the hearts of many will grow cold. And what I really felt was a breakthrough last week was just the pumping. Remember talking about liquid love? Just starting to stir things up in the house again. I've just felt so much appreciation and value for the house and value for things that God has already given us, where we've been in life and the journey. And I think God is just really restoring and building up again and coming back to just loving on God and letting him love through you. And I just go back to the shift where he says just to love well. Just to love well. Learning just to love well. And I think there's so much value in that. I know Jen, she's got some things she wants to share too, and whenever you feel led to share that. But I know we value different things and we appreciate different things. Zachary, come here real quick. Zachary, come grab this in for me. Will you grab that in for me, buddy? We value so many different things. And when it comes Christmas time, I know you guys all have things that you value and that you want and that you desire, right? Who here wants an iPad for Christmas? I just watched a movie, and everybody wanted an iPad. You guys all want iPads for Christmas. Wow. Or Xboxes or TVs. Why don't the kids come up to the front? Because we're going to be doing some things with the kids like we do. What's this? How many of you guys have phones, cell phones? Do you have a cell phone? Okay. Do you guys have cell phones? It's amazing. It's amazing. Cell phones are amazing nowadays. Everything they can do and everything they can, it's just crazy the amount of information there. It's just amazing. It's just a lot of stuff that's happening. But there is a, when you have a cell phone, do you have to be careful with it? There's just certain things that's the way you need to treat a cell phone and do with a cell phone. Well, this is my construction, and I got to tell you a story about this. This is my construction phone, and I was with the guys, and I was even showing Jake. I was saying, you know, this phone doesn't break. This is an indestructible phone, okay? You see that? That's an indestructible phone, right? Yeah, Abigail's saying, no, it's not. So I took my phone, and I said, hey, Jake, watch this. Now, is that a good idea to do with your phone? Even if it's indestructible, why would you treat it like that? You should never treat it like that. Though there have been times where I've been up working on top of the bin, and I would have this thing on my pocket, and it would slide down the roof of the bin and fall onto the ground. And it would still work. Not even a crack. Do you see that? Yeah. And then, how do you have my phone? What are you doing? Okay. So, one day, I was just kind of casually going to the guys, again, like I was doing with Jake. I said, this phone don't break. I got a good phone. You guys, and it was a $400 phone. You say, well, that's a lot of money. Well, nowadays, you don't push much to spend $700, $800, $900, even $1,000 for a phone. Can you believe that? And I bragging about my $400 construction phone. I said, whoop, whoop, I got a $400. Look, and it doesn't break. Watch. And guess what happened? It went black. The whole screen went black. It stopped working. Yeah, I know, right? So here I am. And the guys looked at me and I showed them. I go, oh. And they all start laughing at me. Oh, yeah, it doesn't. The guy said, I took it in. He said, there are very sensitive computer chips inside this phone. Very, very sensitive computer chips. And if you don't take care of it, and if it hits just right, it can knock the chip off just a little bit. And if that chip gets knocked off, guess what happens? It shuts down. And I think that taught me a lesson. You know what lesson I learned? To take care of things. To appreciate things, and even the very littlest, the very smallest bump sometimes can knock things out of the whack. And that's when we're just not careful with things that we have. And this last week, I began to just appreciate everything we have, right? How many here appreciate moms and dads? Moms. I appreciate moms and dads because, Jalen, would you come up here? Because at one time, you were just a little cute, teeny little baby. Oh, just so cute. All of you were just teeny. Lucas, you were just the cutest little boy I have ever seen in my life. And now look, would you please bring out your baby? This is such a cute baby. Oh, look at this cute. Where's her clothes? How come she doesn't have clothes? Where's her clothes? Don't we put clothes on our baby? Did you put clothes on yourself when you were a baby? Who dressed you? Did your mom put clothes on you? Did your mom and dad put clothes on you? Otherwise, if you didn't have clothes on, what would that be like?
Backwards clothes. Upside down clothes.
Yeah. What? Okay, so do you have clothes for your baby? Are you mom? Can you be mom? You're going to be mom. So she's got to have clothes on her mom because she's cold. We got to put clothes on the baby. So how many here have plenty of clothes? Do you appreciate your clothes? Are you thankful for your clothes? What if you went outside with any clothes on? Not naked, but without a coat or something. I don't want any visualization like that. But Lucas, what if you went outside without a coat? You want to go outside without a coat? Go outside over there without a coat. Hurry up, go. No, super speed, go, 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 go. Just go out there, and then I'll send for you. You stay out there till I send for you. Sit down. So put some clothes on. Did he go outside?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, sit, Marky. Come here, Marky. Marky. He did! What? Okay, so here's a baby. Come here, let's go show him your baby. What a wonderful, cute baby. Have you ever... No, did I say come in? Just get out there. Okay, so... Hurry up. Okay, have you ever seen a baby with so much hair? Unbelievable. Look at the hair on her. So beautiful. You guys see the baby? Oh, the baby's so cute. The baby's so nice. Can I hold your baby? May I hold your baby? It's such a precious baby. Now, when we have a baby, do we hold the baby nice? Or do we just throw the baby around? No. I'm not going to do... Oh, my. Do you smell something? Miss Jenny, do you smell something? Oh, my goodness. I think, what's your, oh, the baby pooped. How many of you babies pooped? Did you guys poop? Uh-oh. What do we do when the babies poop? Do we change it? What? Okay, wait. Should we change the diaper here? Now, look at that. Who wants to come and see a dirty diaper? You guys want to come see? Come on, come see the dirty diaper. Look at that. Look at that. What in the world? Oh. Oh, my goodness. Come on, go get Luke. Go get Luke. He can come in. Oh, look at that dirty. Oh, man. You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe that's one of them realistic dolls that just do everything, isn't it? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that a mess? It's what? You think it's pudding?
Yeah.
How do you know it's pudding?
She told us.
Oh, did you? You gave away the secret. Come here, Lucas. Come to the front. Come here. Come here. Just hold on 1 second. Come here to the front, Lucas. Just wait 1 second. Wait. How was that? Can I feel? Oh, man. Can you feel his ears?
No.
Okay. Well, he's... They're very, very cold. You all right? Are you cold?
No.
You're not. He doesn't get cold. I don't know why. He doesn't wear coats at all. So I knew he'd be okay. But what happened if Lucas stayed outside all day? Could you think he could survive outside all day by himself in the woods? No. So are you thankful to be inside a warm place?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You are, aren't you? You guys are excited. Okay. Thank you, Lucas. So he's able to have a warm place. So now, oh my goodness. Oh. So, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, right here, did Abigail ever have a messy diaper? Okay, how about this? Do you think I ever had a messy diaper? Who do you think changed my diaper? No. This is long ago when you were a baby. What would happen, Bristol, if we never got our diapers changed?
Your butt would be sore.
It would get sore? Why didn't you just change your own butt? Excuse me, or your diaper, sorry. Huh?
They didn't want it.
Did you know how to change your diaper when you were a baby?
Maybe not.
Do you think babies know how to change their diapers? They don't know how to change their own diapers, so we needed someone to change your diaper. So how are we going over here? Go ahead, wipe it up, honey. How many diapers, Bethany, have you changed? Dan, how many diapers did you change? Jim? Men? Oh, no. We might... Jake, you changed a lot of diapers. All right. Isaac, you changed diapers? You changed a fair... Is it more than 100, you think, parents? Do you think it gets to the thousands? Do you think so? Every day when you made a mess in your pants, somebody changed it for you. And if they didn't change it, yeah, we don't need to share all that, but that's good. So then, if we never had our pants changed, and I know some people actually used cloth diapers. Could you imagine cleaning each cloth diaper? But why am I talking about this? This is important. This is important. If you never had your diaper changed ever, I think you would get sick, Mary. You would get very sick, and you would get an infection, and you probably would pass away, wouldn't you, Mary, if you never had your diaper changed? I know that's sad, but that's the absolute truth, is that we needed, when you were very, very young, and do you see how icky that was and how gross it was? Somebody cleaned that up. And they cleaned it all. They got every nook and cranny. Yes, put it on. That's good. Look at how clean that is. You want to show them how clean that is? But it's so clean. Look at that. Who likes to have a clean, just be clean? I'll just say that. Yes, I do too. Well, yes, you do. So then go ahead, put the diaper back on. But when you were a little baby, you didn't know. You didn't know. You just were crying. You didn't know how to change yourself. You didn't know how to do that. Somebody in your life changed your diapers. And I am thankful, because if they did not change your diapers, you would not be here. You wouldn't be. Abigail, you wouldn't be here. Abigail, you wouldn't be here if your mom didn't change your diapers. Bristol, you wouldn't be here if mom didn't change your diapers. Because you would get sick and stinky, and you might die. And that would be very sad. When you were a little baby, as soon as she gets her dressed, when you were a little baby, yes, maybe, it's a Target bag. When you were a little baby, and you were laying there all cute on the table, and you got hungry, what do you think you did? Do you still do that? Oh, I hope not. No. Did you cry when you were hungry? And you cried 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 and you cried. And then after you cried so much, then you were full. Right? No, you're not full because you cry. Are you full when you cry? Do you get filled when you cry? How do you get full? Eating. By what?
Eating.
Okay, so the baby's lying there crying. Wah, wah, wah. Well, get something to eat, little baby. Do you think the baby can go get something to eat? Can the little baby get something to eat? No. The little baby can't go and get something to eat by itself. Guess what, parents? We get to go to Marky's Market, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're going to go to Marky's Market. I certainly can. I can talk. We get to go to Marky's Market. Let's turn Marky and show everybody in Marky's Market. And we need to go, what? To Marky's Market. What do we need to go do? We need to get food, right? Parents, who goes shopping for food? Who likes going shopping for food? I don't. That's amazing how much. Are we done there? So let's go shopping at Marky's Market. So when we go shopping, who wants to do some shopping? Well, who needs to do some shopping? Lucas wants to go shopping. Lucas, you want to actually go shopping? Okay, Abigail or Bristol, you want to help us shop? All right. So Lucas, this is going to be Tom and Jen shopping. Okay, ready? Here we go. And this is Tom and Jen shopping. Look at the crowd, and you're going to be Jen, Miss Jen. Look at the crowd. This is how I look when I go shopping too. It's like, oh boy. So, you think it's real? Try it. Okay, so they go shopping, and when they go shopping, here's some foods that they have to get. So go ahead and let's go shopping. Grab some foods. Let's go shopping. Here's the foods. You guys pick out the foods that would be good for the baby, okay? And you pick it out, and you got to buy milk. And you got, how much is milk? How much is a gallon of milk? Do you know how much a gallon of milk is?
$400.
It's like $4. Who gets their milk at Holiday? Go to Holiday, get milk. Sometimes you get 2 for $4. That's a great deal. Eggs there too. We get Jamie's been getting us eggs. Good deal. Oh, a credit card? Well, let's find out. Okay, you guys, let's bring some food over. And then we go to the store and we buy the food. So go ahead, ring them up, Marky. Add up all that food, okay? Get the cost and how much it is and everything. And then you go and you scan it. It's a can of tomatoes. How much is a can of tomatoes? Tomato soup. $1. Okay, so we got tomatoes. We got a slice of bread. How much is a slice of bread? How much is bread? Huh? $3. $2.65. Okay. We got eggs. We got bread. We got broccoli. How much is broccoli? How much is broccoli? Do you know how much broccoli is? $3-$4 a bag for a little broccoli? Okay. Is it? How much is it? Are we have? Do we know? Huh? $2.90. All right. So let's add that up, Marky. Pizza. Oh, anybody buy pizza? That's all right. All right. So let's get a total of all of this. We got bananas. We got milk. So we're in the store, and Dad's watching the total. What do you think about the total so far?
Too much.
$30.
How much, Marky? How much do we owe for all these groceries? Do we got a total yet? Let's see.
No, I still need to scan this.
Okay. All right, you got it. I'm going to scan everything. And the bread and the chicken. A chicken can be expensive. How come frozen chicken is cheaper than cooked chicken? How much?
That would be $32.60.
$32.60. All right, sir. $32.60. Please pay the till. You don't have any money. Miss Jenny, you don't have any money. Mr. Tom, do you have any money?
No.
What? Why don't you have any money, Mr. Tom?
Because I'm poor.
You're poor? Are you really poor?
Yes.
No, you're not. Hold on. Don't give him that. What do you do, Mr. Tom? What does Mr. Tom do?
What do I do?
Work.
Okay, when I work, do I get paid?
Yes.
Do I work every day?
No.
Does your mom work every day?
Maybe.
Does she work a lot?
Yes.
She works for, and she gets money to buy what?
Food.
So who gets to eat it? Do you like that?
Sometimes.
Well, if you didn't eat, you would be so hungry. Thank you, guys. You can go sit down. Go sit down. Right? If you didn't eat, you would be very, very hungry. And if we didn't have food, we would die. But moms and dads work very long for money to go to the store and buy food. Right? And you guys get the benefit of mom working or dad's working and getting food, you get the reward. So what's the reward for mom and dad working? Food. Huh? So I want to share this story about Jesus. We're at Christmas time, and we're going to celebrate baby Jesus, right? And what Jesus did for us and all the things that went on. I want to tell you a story about Jesus. That's okay, Marky. You can leave the rest there for now. That's awesome. Thank you. So Jesus left part of the country. This is in Mark chapter 6.
Mark, that's good. We'll get the rest later.
Yep. Mark chapter 6. So Marky, we're in chapter Mark. Just have a seat. Have a seat. Thank you. We're actually reading Mark chapter 6. It said, Jesus left part of the country and returned with his disciples to Nazareth, his hometown. Say hometown. The next Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue. And he who heard them were amazed and asked, where did he get this wisdom and power to perform such miracles? And they scoffed and they said, he's just a carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, and Judas, and Simon, and his sisters live right here amongst us. And they were deeply offended. Say offended. And refused to believe them. Say refused. Do you know sometimes we can be too comfortable with people and we don't see them the way God sees them. When they looked at Jesus, they saw what? A carpenter, right? They saw a brother to a family. But you know what they didn't see? That what?
What?
God?
They didn't see God. They didn't see God. And then Jesus said to them in verse 4, a prophet is not honored everywhere except his hometown and among his relatives and families. And because of their unbelief, say unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them. How crazy is that? That Jesus standing in the midst of the people could not heal the sick. He says it couldn't do any miracles among them except place their hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed by their unbelief. You know, the Bible says you honor a prophet in the name of a prophet, you reap a prophet's reward. What is the reward of honoring a prophet? Dave Wagner, I could look at Dave Wagner as just a friend. I could look at Jacob as just a friend. Right? You could look at me as just a friend. But if I begin to recognize the gifts and the callings and the identity of Dave Wagner, guess what I begin to receive from? A prophet's reward. And what does a prophet have? What's his reward? He sees God and he shares God, doesn't he? I get to see, and I love this about Jacob, because when we're playing together, Jake, I'm always like, prophesy. He'll prophesy. And when he's playing the guitar, he's like, wee, and I just begin to see what Jacob sees. And he's been prophesied that Jacob will sees things in the spirit. And I want to see that. But if I look at Jacob and I just say, that's just Jacob, right? The same Jacob that I've known for 10, 15 years, right? He's just my friend. And then Jacob does what Jacob does. Will I ever reap the reward of that? I will never reap the reward of that. This whole weekend, this guy comes. I can't even, is it Leif? Leif? I'm sorry. I didn't want to say his name because I didn't want to get, but I know I can say it here because you guys, Leif, the guy came. Why did he come? Why would a man come like that here? Why would he? And he explained it to us. He explained it so powerfully to us, the love that came from him. Rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love. I can't. The guy got me right away. There's no way I can refuse him. He was in there. He brought something. And if you could catch it, he brought something. And if I would honor him as a man, if I saw him, remember, I see the Lord. If I could see that, I could capture that. I could capture everything that God was doing in his life, and I could step right into it. Because I honored him. I saw him that way. But if I'm looking, if I can miss it, if I become offended by whatever else I see, if I know someone according to the flesh, if I know someone according to the second chair and not looking at the first chair, we'll be stuck in the third place. But if I look at that person in the second chair as in the first chair, that person in the first chair will help take us from this place to this place. And God uses people to get to me. That I get to step to. Paul was all alone. God used people. When Saul was Paul and he got to, he used people to bring him out of the second to the first. And because God wants us to know that we're part of something together. Amen. And I don't want to miss out on the miracle. I don't want to miss out what God has. Amen. One of the most powerful things, Jenny, do you want, whenever you fit in, you just come up here. You fit in now? Okay, come on up. Hallelujah. This is my wife, Jennifer.
They know. I guess I was just, when he's talking about that, we talk about honoring the roots so we can see the fruits. And so that's really stuck with me because I think about this church, and I remember being out there when I was a little girl building this place. And so just to see the fruit of this place because of the stand that you guys have taken, and just to honor that because there is such fruit, and I want to see that even with my kids. I want to see the fruit come forth because we stood and we honor those that stood, and they went through it. They stood. Even in the yuckiness, they stood in all of it. And just to testify that I'm here because of what you guys have stood and done. You know, and even in a time in my life when I have gone away, I come back and you still are here and you still welcome me because I am part of this, because of the fruit, because of what you guys have done. You guys are the roots that have done something in my life. And I'm part of that fruit. I'm part of the fruit of this place. And I even see in the kids, they're the fruit of us. And it'll go on from generation to generation. And I just really want to see that, you know, to fulfill the generation to generations, to see that we just, I don't know, it's just an honoring. Because I can stand before you today because of what you guys have done and the fruit that you have brought forth in this place. So that's what I had.
Wow. Hallelujah. And I felt that. I felt that with my father, with my spiritual fathers. I really felt led just to honor them. And I didn't make anything up. I don't have to make up anything. You know, my story, my life, where I've been, how I got here. I wouldn't be here if people didn't come here and be faithful. I wouldn't be here. Where would I go? I mean, I wouldn't be here. My wife, a lot of my family members have met their spouses because of this place. JP, I love JP. I didn't always love JP, but I love JP now. Praise God. And yeah, he knows it. He's not watching or what's not on. But, you know, Joe, Shanna. Shanna's from this place. Shanna's this connection there. Jim and Mary, obviously. Heidi, I don't know. But, I mean, a big chunk of my family, because we're up here, met their spouses. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for meeting Jenny. Trust me, I am. Praise God. I wouldn't be here. The roots, the fruits, the things that come. My kids, I know God. I know in a place. I don't have to wonder. I know my spiritual life. I know that God has a call and a plan for my life. And that's the place where I get to start. He said, he talked about platforms and going from here and up. And I want to go from here up. I don't want to have to learn everything on my own. So I got a video here. You guys want to watch a video? Of a place and people in our lives who, if we honor and listen to when God's speaking, if we'll capture that, your lives will never be the same. And this is a story and a testimony of a man who had a teacher when he was a struggle who instructed him on a very strong word about his life that impacted and changed his life forever. So let's watch this one.
I have a lot of memories from when I was a child. One that's always stuck out to me, though, was when I was about 10 years old, and I was in school, and I struggled. And I didn't struggle with English, math, or science. I struggled holy still. And I would try to listen and focus and process ideas, but I couldn't help myself. And then, to be honest, I would sit there, and then I would just start tapping. And the students in the class would look at me, and they'd say, "Hey, stop tapping." A lot of the time, I didn't even realize I was doing it. And then eventually even the teachers got after me and they would yell at me and they'd say, "Clint, you have to stop tapping." It got so bad that I got sent to the principal's office for tapping. And he said to me, "Okay, maybe when you go back to class, just try sitting on your hands." And so I did. I went back to class and when I felt myself starting to tap, I did this. I sat on my hands. And that worked for about 5 seconds. One time I was tapping in class and my teacher, Mr. Jensen, he looked at me and he yelled. And he said, "Clint, stay after class." And I thought to myself, this is it. I am done. Now, I've always been the type of person that believes that a single moment in time can change a person's life. And this was one of those moments for me. And I will never forget it. And so I was sitting there with Mr. Jensen and an empty classroom. And he walked past me and he sat next to his desk and he said, "Clint, come here, I want to talk to you." And as he looked me right in the eye, he said, "Now, I need you to know something, you're not in trouble. But I do have just one question that I have to ask you." And he asked, he said, "Have you ever thought about playing the drums?" And in that moment, Mr. Jensen, he leaned back and he opened the top drawer of his desk. And he reached in and he pulled out my very first pair of drumsticks. And he held them in his hands and he looked at me and he said, "Hey, Clint, you're not a problem. I think you're a drummer." Moment on, I've never put those sticks down. I've toured, recorded, and played drums all over the world. My whole college education was paid for with drumsticks in my hand. Just because of a single moment in time when somebody believed in me and he saw something in me that I didn't even see within myself. And from that moment, I learned that there's a difference between being the best in the world and being the best for the world.
Wow. At a very young age, and the wonderful thing as parents is we have been given identity. At a very young age, someone spoke to him identity. It wasn't just to be a drummer, but it was a gift and a call that he had on his life. Every single one of our kids have a gift and a call in our life. And in the moments of mess and all the things that you go through, you know what? We need to continue to remember those things that God's spoken over our children. Because you don't know when they're going to grab the hold of that. They have so many gifts and callings. And if those gifts and those callings are already coming out to be directed them, to be used for the kingdom and to show them that there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. The world wants you in the third chair, the second to the third wants to influence that. They want to influence that and tell them this is the way you need to be and this is the way you need to fit. But you need to take them to the first. Because in the first, it will begin to affect the third. And they're not going to be pulled down into the third. I know some of you might not know the chairs, but you know the chairs might have to do some review. But the first is who you are in the kingdom. The second is who you are in just self, and you're not sure, and you're not stepping fully in your potential. And the third is the world. But right now, there are moments where Jesus is stepping into the room of our kids' lives. And if they're starting kind of in a place where we left or they're up there, they already are starting needing to use everything in that first chair to begin it. And you as parents, as us as parents, we need to be speaking that into our children. Because it's going to frustrate us if they're second and third until they get to the first, you know. I just think of Abigail, the world grabbing people by the hand. There is such a drive in that girl. It's unbelievable. And there's nothing wrong with her. And to allow the world system to say something's wrong with my kids. I remember sitting down with the teachers and one of our kids and we were having a thing and they were talking about having them tested because of certain things. They said, "There is nothing wrong with my child." And I wasn't denying things that we struggle with. But I refuse to let go of the first chair. He's got a heart of gold. You guys know who I'm talking about? He's a gatherer. He's got a heart of gold. He's going to bring people in, and he's going to surround them. He's going to be a buddy who brings them into the Lord. Who is that guy? That's right. That's who he is. There's nothing wrong with him. But you take the drumsticks, and you give them. You say, "Hey, you ever think about that? You think about this?" And you keep it at the forefront of your mind, amen? We cannot forget. We cannot forget the things that God has spoken, the place that he has us in right now, to listen and hear and release the love of God in our kids and our families, and just love on them. Kids right now, love on your parents right now. Tell them, "Thank you for changing my diaper." Thank you for feeding me. Thank you for coming into my room at night when I'm crying and alone. Thank you for providing food so I am hungry. Thank you for bringing me to a house that I can know Jesus. It's a lot of work sometimes, and I don't think we realize it. Until we start realizing it, we could be certainly thankful. So I want to play a memory game. Okay? So Miss Jenny is going to help us with a memory game, and we're going to do this in groups with their families. Okay? Do you want to explain, or do you want me to explain it while you set it up? Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Families, you got pen and paper, or do you have paper for them? We're going to have you come up here. Stay with your families. We're going to have you come up here, and you're going to look at something. And we're going to give you 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
5 seconds to look at something, and then you're going to go sit down, and then you need to write down everything that you saw. Okay? So you got 5 seconds. Okay? So Jen has paper. Do we have paper? We got paper here. So when you come up, we'll give you a piece of paper. Do you have pens? We got plenty of pens.
What?
No, that's fine. So who wants to go first? The Ramsey family? Can I play and you do this? Or is that going to be considered cheating? Some people might be competitive, and I don't want. Bethany, you'd be okay if I do this? Are you sure? Everybody sure? You have a great team. That's what I like. That's a great attitude. Okay, so this is our team right here. Who wants to go first, though? When they come up, we'll give them a piece of paper, and they can grab a pen, and then they can go down. All right, Packers. Packers are up the bat. Here we go. Dun 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 dun. 10 seconds? 5 seconds. 5 seconds. All right. I will count. You tell me when. Tell me when. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Close it.
All right.
Okay, don't say anything. Don't say what you, because other people will be listening.
Okay, who's up? Dan Ricks? Where'd Dan go? He just left me. Dave? And Diane, sorry.
Then we'll go next. Okay, so you're going to show you. We're going to show for 5 seconds. You're going to look at everything, then write it all down.
Okay. Ready? Yep, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Jacobson's. Sarah and Isaac. Dun, 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 dun. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I love it. How about Jim and Mary? Jake, you want to team up with them? That'd be great. Jeff and Dan, you guys want to team up or? Sure, come on. You're next. Yep, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you guys come up. Come on, Jeff. Jeff, Dan, come on up.
Just wait for Jeff and Diane. Dan.
Jeremy, Josh.
For a new car.
Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Come on, guys. I can't believe how fast I forgot some stuff. I never saw the watch in there. That's crazy. You remember, it's just how you look at something, you go through, and you can forget something. So, well, praise the Lord. Kids, I'm talking to kids. Kids, love on mom and dad. When you get home, I want you to say thank you for everything, the change diaper. You maybe didn't realize that if you didn't ever change your diaper, it wouldn't have been too nice for you. Oh, I mean it. I mean it. So, Father God, let's just stand up this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for family. I thank you, Lord, for the house, the culture, the flipping the script, everything that's going on right now. I thank you for the love of God that's being poured out. Father God, where there was maybe cold hearts and things, Father, I thank you, Jesus, that your love, hallelujah, is breaking through. As the one night, as Jamie was proclaiming breakthrough, there's breakthrough in this house, Father God, where the love of God is being poured out like liquid, hallelujah, and stirring up things, callings, gifts, family, identity, relationships. We declare that right now in Jesus' name. And we declare over every child and everybody's future, because this is a multi-generational move, that, Father God, that we would not look at anybody but in the first chair. God, that you would give us eyes to see everyone in the first chair. That we would exhort and lift each other up into the first chair, Father God. Into that first place, God, where you have called us to. That we would call people not out, but we would call them up, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for families. We thank you for your spirit in this house, Father God, and the families in this house. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, for a blessed day. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Amen.